Today we're going to be discussing the largest church in the world. Oprah Winfrey has over 15 to 20 million viewers each day gather around and watch her espouse her New Age religion, the gospel according to Oprah. She is the highest ranked talk show in television history. She has over 15 to 20 million viewers in over 205 countries and 205 television markets in over 132 countries. Now, Oprah is the queen of Babylon. She is espousing anti-biblical views. She, by her own admission, states that she really came to a new understanding of who God really was when she took God out of the box. And she says, "My holiness is my salvation." Now, that's basically what the New Age people say. My holiness is my salvation. And, you know, she has now decided she's going to teach A Course in Miracles, which is promoted by the New Age movement. You know, I came out of the New Age movement. I've read the Course in Miracles. It's promoted by the Unity Church of Christianity out of Lee's Summit, Missouri. And it's basically promoting inner consciousness and opening one's mind and that all paths lead to God. And Oprah says, my philosophy is more than doctrine. God is a feeling, not a belief. Not a believing experience. And so this is a denial of the faith of Jesus Christ. She denies that Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. She says that my holiness is my salvation. She denies the aspect of sin. And of course, the Unity movement says there is no evil. The promotion of diversity and that there are many paths to God. A new spirituality. She said that the worst thing you can do is talk about doctrine. Worst thing you can do is talk about doctrine. She says, "I knew something was wrong when I heard a minister say that God is jealous. That was wrong in my spirit. It didn't feel right in my spirit," she said. "My philosophy has to be more than doctrine." Well, if you have one of those monsters called television and you watch Oprah Winfrey, you'll find now that she's teaching the New Age Christ. And if you've been a fan of Oprah Winfrey, well, you probably should examine your heart in light of the scriptures. And, you know, now Oprah has her own website. And it's called Oprah and Friends, Channel XM Satellite Radio, which is offering Marianne Williams' presentation of A Course in Miracles. Now, this course, like I said, I've read the book. And I'm ashamed of the fact that I ever did it. But you know what? I'm glad the good Lord brought us out of it. But what it is it's a self-study program of spiritual psychotherapy. And it's contained in three books. And it's psychological mind training based on universal spiritual themes. And, you know, the goal of A Course in Miracles is the attainment of inner peace through the practice of forgiveness. But, of course, it's a denial of evil. And it uses a lot of Christian terminology, but it refrains from any traditional doctrine of Christianity. And it's author is Helen Schusman, who maintained that an inner voice, which she identifies as Jesus, dictates the material to her, which she took down in shorthand and transcribed in what was eventually published as A Course in Miracles. It's New Age Christianity, and, you know, it's promoted by the Foundation for Inner Peace and all of these New Age people people out there really love to promote the Course in Miracles. You know, Oprah Winfrey has aligned herself with many of the Christian New Age movement today. And Oprah has become one of the greatest prophetesses of the New Age movement. She's become the Queen of Babylon. And she says that, that God wants us to love Him and to be His children. And that He, however, is not jealous, and He is not a God of judgment. He's only a God of love. Now, how can there be love without judgment? Now, she says, what we need to do is turn down the lights, take a deep breath, do the meditation while you're in your bathtub. Close your eyes and take three deep breaths. Follow your breath. Oh God, my heart is open to You. Come sit in my heart. Oh glorious future, my heart is open to You. All that is divine, my heart is open to You. All that is love, peace, comfort, grace, joy, my heart is open. Come sit in my heart. Well, oh glorious future, my heart is open to You. How will You use me? How can I be? Use my talent, use my wit, use my skill, use my heart. And on and on and on. Now, we know that Oprah Winfrey is way out in Lula Land, doctrinally on this. Oprah needs to take the King James Version of the Bible and start reading the Bible. The only thing that Oprah has surrendered to is demonic heresy. We're going to read some scriptures here that shows us how far off base Oprah Winfrey and her 15 to 20 million viewers are that is subscribing to this New Age philosophy. You cannot recreate God in your own twisted concepts. Jesus Christ is God. Mark, read Isaiah 9:6. Oprah says the universe is not interested in your struggles and your pain and your sorrow. The universe, Oprah, the Word of God teaches us God is very much interested in our struggles and our pains and our sorrows, and we can take our refuge in Christ. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Yes. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. She denies that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Mark, while I'm continuing, look up John 1, the Gospel of John, the Epistle of John 1, 1 through 3. Now, Oprah tells on herself when she goes on in this psycho garbage. She says that everything is about ourselves and our relationships.
John 1:1-3.
Yes.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. The life is manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness, and show unto you the eternal life which is with the Father, and manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that we also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so we see the total distinction between the doctrine of the Queen of Babylon, Oprah Winfrey, and the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. On a program in New York, in her magazine on her tour, she moves audiences to tears with the stories of her spirituality and the strength and the liberating power she's found within herself. Scores of millions of fans, mostly women, follow her across the country, live by her words, practically worship her. They listen to this self-help guru and all the ones that she brings on as she interviews them, read books she suggests, and sticks to the diet she swears by. They even want her to run for president someday. And I wouldn't be surprised if she did in her lust for power. And now she has endorsed Obama for president. And a lot of people will write her and say, I believe in your spirit. You're truly a wonderful woman who's made me laugh, made me cry, made me open my eyes to many things, blah, 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 blah. And there's no doubt that Oprah Winfrey has a powerful influence over millions of people's lives. She is involved in a cult. Now, the definition of a cult is anyone who says that they have the answers to life's problems. You know, they called the Christianity a cult. But my challenge here is not that they're calling her a cult. My challenge is that her total infusion of the New Age movement into her philosophy and promoting it to millions of people. She's been associated with New Age spirituality gurus whose message and tactics are absolutely antithetical. They are anti-Christian and they are anti-biblical. She promotes mystical philosophies, including Gary Zukav, who offers spiritual guidance, Cheryl Richardson, Marianne Wilson. She's aligned herself with celebrities who promote beliefs like Shirley MacLaine and Deepak Chopra. And with 22-25 million people on her talk shows and over 115 million visitors to her website, she's the largest church in the world. She practices meditation and yoga, and she's involved in writing journals. And she says things like, the most stressful and chaotic things are on the outside, the calmer I have to get on the inside. I can go inside myself, go back to my center, blah, 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 blah. Now, Mark, read for us 2 Thessalonians 1:8. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. This is our response to Oprah Winfrey this morning. She's been in the news, and she's very much trying to integrate Christianity into this New Age thought. And she's, by her own admission, denied that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Go ahead, Mark.
The flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, she's definitely denied the faith. She's definitely gone into a New Age religion. The Unity Church has songs that they have changed from the traditional hymns to the New Age thought. One would be, I am my own Redeemer. You know, Oprah Winfrey has been converted into New Age movement. And some of her New Age guests, and a lot of these people make repeated visits to her television show. Marianne Wilson, Barbara DeAngelis, LeVar Burton, Richard Carlson, Betty Eady, Dannon Brinkley, M. Scott Peake, Sophie Burnham, Marilyn Ferguson, Kevin Ryerson, Shirley MacLaine, Sarah Brathnock, James Hillman, and psychic medium and best-selling author James Prague. Now, whether we want to admit it or not, Oprah is on a mission. She's on a mission to promote this New Age world religion. She stated recently, quote, I want people to see things on our show that makes them think differently about their lives. To be a light for people. To be a light for people? Says Satan will come as an angel of light, seeking whom he may devour. To make a difference, to open their minds and see things differently, how to get in touch with the spiritual part of their life. Well, unfortunately, the light that Oprah is talking about here, Mark reads 2 Corinthians 11:14. You know, now, they shouldn't be so open-minded their brains fall out either. 2 Corinthians 11:14.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Mark, also, I want you to read Romans 1, 21 through 25. Oprah was
Romans what?
1, 21 through 25. Now, Oprah was raised in a black Baptist church in Mississippi. And she became upset with the minister when he said that God was a jealous God. And we know that God is a jealous God. We also know that God has multiple attributes. He's not only love, but he's a God of judgment. In the 9th chapter of Romans, it's told us that God loved Jacob and hated Esau. And people that have such open minds in our society, like that need to go back to the Word of God. Mark, read Romans 1, 21 through 25.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the Christian God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Oprah Winfrey is one of the biggest advocates of homosexuality. And that's why another reason why she is embracing and endorsing Obama, because he states that if he gets elected president, he will be one of the biggest advocates for domestic unions. Now, one of the most revealing examples was a recent show with guest Betty Eady. Who's Betty Eady? Betty Eady is a New Age Mormon author, and she wrote a book called Embraced by the Light and the Awakening Heart. Now, Daniel Brinkley also was there, and he wrote a book called Saved by the Light and At Peace with the Light. And of course, Sophie Vernon wrote a book called A Book of Angels and of Angels' Letters. Now, during this show, Oprah stated, I was sitting in a church and heard that God is jealous. God, I asked, why? Come on, let's get over it. Now, she's telling God what attributes he should or should not have. She says, if God is jealous, he's an insecure God. Well, I'll tell you what, Oprah, one day you'll find out that God is not insecure. Now, Oprah, in typical New Age fashion, has reduced God to human limitations and has dismissed his absolutes. And she substituted his absolutes with emotions and feelings and gushy-gushy thoughts about God. Now, God warns us in his word that the heart is very deceptive. Mark, I want you to read Jeremiah 17:9 for us. The New Agers out there have raised the level of feelings or emotions in place of doctrine, and by their own admission. Belief is not important. Feelings are important. What one believes, according to Oprah, is not important and not relevant.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Well, I'm taking some of this information. By the way, if you want to back up anything that I've said today, go to Google and just Google Oprah Winfrey New Age, and you'll get all the information on her you need. You can go to Watchman Fellowship, www.wfial.org. www.wfial.org, or you can go to www.jesusissavior.com, www.jesus-hyphen is-savior.com. And there's many, many other validations of Oprah Winfrey and her nonsense. Now, Oprah doesn't seem to be aware that she has been seduced deeply in the New Age worldview, they say here. I believe she is aware that she... I don't know if she knows she's been seduced. I think she actually believes this garbage. You know? Now, Shirley MacLaine, we know how she's been involved in the New Age for years and years. And, you know, basically they both agree. They, Oprah asked Shirley, quote, when you're connected to the higher self, knowing that you can do anything that you want to do is what other people describe as being born again. Shirley nods, yes, probably. Folks, that's not what being born again is. Being born again by the Spirit of God is the quickening power of the Holy Spirit to understand that Christ has went to the cross for our sins. He's died for us according to the Scriptures. He's been raised again for our justification. And God has put on us the righteousness of Christ, and through the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, not of works that we have done. And it's not knowing that you can do anything you want to do. And you know, I'm sure that Oprah Winfrey is probably one of those that actually believes that someday she'll fly. And a lot of these people now are watching Oprah Winfrey and just swallowing it hook, line, and sinker. You know, Oprah Winfrey has her guest on her show, Don Curtis, a Unity minister, and Truth Chandler. Kevin Ryerson, Shirley MacLaine's Chandler, Marilyn Ferguson, a New Age leader and author of The Aquarian Conspiracy. After comparing the evolution of the New Age movement in our culture with the new understanding advent of the Protestant Reformation, Oprah stated, as I read more of Shirley MacLaine's Crystals and The Aquarian Conspiracy, it seems to me to say what the Bible has said for years. It is just that many of us were brought up with more restricted, limited versions of what the Bible said. Well, Oprah, what Bible are you reading? Probably some newfangled version. Well, you know what? It's there's no right or wrong in the New Age movement. It's whatever feels good. There's no black and white. It's all shades of gray. Actually, it's a part of the deceptive light that is given by Satan himself. Oprah stated that, quote, one of the most important books I've ever read is Eric Butterworth. I've heard Butterworth speak. I've listened to his tapes, and he is a silver-tongued fox stating things that make people just feel good. He wrote a book called Discover the Power Within You. In it, he said, quote, Jesus did not come to teach us how divine he was, but to teach us that divinity was within us, end quote. Later, Oprah Winfrey actually stated that if Jesus said that he was the only way to God, that would make him the biggest egotist that ever lived. Speaking of Jesus, can you imagine her coming to stand before Jesus and telling him that he was the biggest egotist that ever lived? Well, on a recent show with the New Age panel, Betty Ely, Sophie Burnham, Dan and Brinkley, Oprah positively alluded to the book Ishmael by Daniel Quinn, stating in summary, that's one of the biggest mistakes humans make is to believe that there's only one way. Actually, there are many diverse paths leading to what you call God. What? Not who. What you call God. So God is now a thing, not a person, right? When somebody corrected her in her audience that he was the only way, the panel lost their composure, coming unglued. Oprah said there couldn't possibly be only one way. does God care about your heart or whether you call his son Jesus? See, a total denial of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there is only one way. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man
Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus. So, Oprah's consistent theme is to inspire people to take control of their lives, not to be controlled by others or by circumstance. And she's always promoting this choice thing. Back to free will again. Free will. Free will does not exist. And I found that out coming out of the New Age movement. We are either a bondservant to Jesus Christ or we are enslaved to Satan. And he's translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, if we are his. But she says, quote, you can choose what happens, end quote. No. This is a denial of predestination. You know, and that's one thing that I can say. If you come out of the New Age movement and Christ shines within your heart, you will embrace predestination. He's predestinated us. He's chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Now, Oprah says, whether you are a Christian or not, you control your life. Well, that sounds like Timothy McVeigh, doesn't it? I'm the master of my own fate. What this fails to acknowledge is that man does not define reality. Man does not determine what truth is. Truth was standing in front of Pilate in the person of Jesus Christ, and he said, what is truth? And so the incarnation of Jesus Christ is the personification of truth. He became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so Oprah really is, pursuit is about elevating man, not exalting God. Ye shall be as God. And so we see Oprah Winfrey has denied the Bible. She has blasphemed the Holy Spirit by mocking God and calling him an egotist, by stating that doctrine is not relevant, by stating that her feelings are more important than doctrine, by saying that many paths lead to God, and that saying that her philosophy is more than doctrine. God is a feeling. Okay, and belief is not relevant. Belief is not relevant, she says. Well, one of these days she'll find out that her belief about her feelings are relevant. Her belief about Jesus Christ is relevant when she's denied him in word, thought, and deed. And, you know, she's found a new religion, and she's teaching this new religion. And she has probably over 3 million followers of this religion already. The Bible says that in the last days there would be false teachers, false prophets, false messiahs, and they would come saying, here is Christ. She's going to be the embracer of this false Christ, this Antichrist. And she's going to find one day that she's going to have to give an answer to God for her false doctrine. She is the modern-day Queen of Babylon, Oprah Winfrey. And this Course of Miracles that she's embracing is the lie of all lies. And one day, she will come to see her fallacy. Her, you know, the scripture tells us that God is in the heavens. Mark, read in the second chapter of Psalms. Read there, beginning with the first verse there, down to verse 5. But this is what our society has come to. It's more important about how we feel than what we believe. It's more important. And you know what? We can't go by our feelings. We have to go by the Word of God.
1 through 5?
Yes.
Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. And shall he speak unto them in his wrath and back to them in his sore displeasure?
Yes, and what's going to happen with people like Oprah Winfrey and those who are aligned with her New Age philosophy is that they're going to find what Mark read a while ago in Thessalonians 1:8, and flaming fire is going to take vengeance upon them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you would, if people are listening and watching Oprah Winfrey, we pray that you would have them turn it off. And if they have a television, it'd probably be good, Father, to show them they need to get rid of that monster. But Father, we pray that you would take this information today and use it for your glory. And we ask that you would cause people to examine your word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We pray and we know that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish for what it was intended, blinding the eyes and the ears of those who are not your children, and lightening the eyes and quickening the ears of those that hear it. We ask this in Christ's name and for your honor and glory alone. Amen.